You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Wyoming's rural hospitals face many challenges in providing care to patients in those areas. The pandemic hit them hard financially. Some advocates say expanding Medicaid would help in this perspective. Eric Boley is president of the Wyoming Hospital Association. He says expansion would be beneficial to the state's hospitals overall.
We estimate conservatively that if we were to expand Medicaid, we'd see a decrease of about 20% in that uncompensated care. So it's a significant amount of money when you look at $130 million annually.
The legislature failed to pass expansion again this year. Boley says expansion in surrounding states such as Colorado, Montana, and Idaho have created benefits. He adds the Wyoming Hospital Association will continue to advocate for Medicaid expansion to help with these issues. Bighorn sheep in Teton County are one of the many local species struggling this year amid harsh winter conditions. To help the herd, local biologists are proposing hunting more of them. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach explains.
Wildlife officials say bighorns that live in the Gros Ventre range have the lowest body fat percentage they've ever seen. But still, the population is getting too big for the habitat to support. Mark Gokey with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department says they're increasingly at risk of dying off from pneumonia.
We have a bighorn sheep population that is at carrying capacity or above it. We're trying to bring those numbers down a little bit so that we don't have major die-off.
Gokey says one solution may be nearly doubling the number of hunting tags for female sheep to bring down the population. Only the second year these kinds of tags have been issued. It's a contrast to what is happening with other struggling wildlife in the region, like mule deer and pronghorn. Game and Fish may lower the number of those hunting tags to help the herds thrive. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Jackson Hole skiers may get some extra ski time in Teton Village next year. Reps from the mountain resort say after receiving nearly 600 inches of snowfall this winter, an all-time record, they've decided to extend next season by a week, which will make it the longest season Jackson has ever had. The resort also recently announced they are upping the cost of season passes next year. Those will go on sale May 1st. The resort is closed for now, but will start up summer operations when the aerial tram opens late next month. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.